It's called Chosen in Christ. Amen. This morning. In Christ Jesus means that I'm put into everything that He is, and I'm taken out of everything that He is not. Is that worth repeating? In Christ Jesus means I've been put into everything that Christ is, and I've been taken out of everything that Christ is not. That's what in Christ Jesus is. Wow, so we're going to explore this a little while this morning. It's a total miracle. I mean, if you're in Christ Jesus, the most extraordinary miracle has been worked in your life and in my life, because you have been placed into Christ, whom we've been celebrating here this morning. It's called born again, Jesus said. He says you're starting a whole new life, completely different from the one you led before. That's what it means to be in Christ and to be born again. So the true Christian life is to be born again and begin a new heavenly life in Christ. This new life is lived by faith. Or it's lived by trust in what God says. Where we encouraged already this morning to see what He says and to put our trust and our belief in that. So this new life is lived by faith and trust in what God says. In Christ Jesus means I've been put into everything that He is, and I have been taken out of everything that He is not. Praise God. So we're going to see a little bit together at what this might, some of what this might mean for us. What we've been born into and what we've been born out from. Would that be good? Praise God. So Ephesians 1 and verse 4. We're going to be looking at just all scriptures here in Ephesians 1. And I'll be just mentioning some other scriptures along the way. So Ephesians 1 verse 4. Just as He, God the Father, chose us in Him, that's in Christ, before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blame before Him in love. Praise God. God the Father's chosen place for you and me to live is in Christ. That's the chosen place by God for you and I to live is in Christ. If you weren't here last week, ask for a recording of that as well, because we cover some of the places that you could live other than living in Christ. And that'd be good to hear that as well. Praise God. So God the Father's chosen place for us to live is in Him, in Christ, in everything that Christ is and out of everything that Christ is not. That's what the Father has chosen for you and for me. We're going to see how good this is as we progress on a little bit here this morning. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Now, this is very interesting, because He chose us in Christ. He saw us in Christ before ever the world was created. So what can we see from that? We see that in Christ is totally separate from anything to do with this world. You see, He chose us in Christ before He even created the earth, before the foundation of the world. Because He's showing there that this heavenly life that we live is not of this world at all. We are not drawing from anything from out of this world. If we're living with Christ, we're drawing everything from Him. Totally different. Praise God. So before the foundation of the world, before sin, before darkness, before worry, before fear, or before death ever was, God the Father saw us in Christ. Because in Christ there is no death. In Christ there is no sin. Wow, this is something wonderful to think about here. If we are in Christ, we are out of all sin and into Christ. We can't be in Christ and in sin. It's impossible. In Christ, you're out of all sin. We might explore this a little bit here this morning, but see how the Lord leads us. Praise God. So there's no sin, no darkness, no worry, or no fear, or no death in Christ. That means that you and I can live totally free from all of those things. We're out of worry, we're out of fear, we're out of sin, we're out of sickness, we're out of death. We're in Christ. Oh, it's real. No, this is real. You see, we're saying we have to preach the word because there's resistance to the word. There's strongholds of the thinking that have to be collapsed down by the word. The word demolishes all that and lets us run free into the truth so that you and I can live in the truth. It's wonderful. Praise God. 2 Peter 1:4, you needn't turn there, just listen to this. In chosen in Christ, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, that we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That I might be, we are part, if you're in Christ, this scripture is saying, you're sharing all the beauty of Him. You're sharing in all the beauty of who He is. You're sharing in all the perfection of who Christ is. You're a partaker in His divine nature. Everything beautiful that He is, you are in Christ, in everything beautiful that He is. And so the scripture says you're partaking and sharing of His very own nature. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. So, partakers of the divine glory, that I might be just like the beautiful nature of Christ in whom God has placed me. See, the scripture says, be imitators of God. You're in Christ, you're in all His beauty, in all His lovely character, in all His lovely nature, and the Holy Spirit says you partake and share of it. It's all through faith. This is all through faith. This is all through believing what the Word of God says. So that I might be just like the beautiful nature of Christ in whom God has placed me. In Christ we're taken out of everything that would rot or corrupt our lives. I've escaped everything that would corrupt or rot me by being in Christ. Escaped it. It says that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped. Oh no, you're out of it. It says out of the corruption that's in the world through lust. You see, the world's in a rat race, running after fame, running after wealth, running after the next thing, and it just ends up rotten. It just ends up nothing, because without Christ, it is going to be nothing, eventually. He says, you've escaped all that. And you're now living in the divine nature, partaking of the divine nature of Christ Jesus Himself. Praise God. Praise God. In Christ I escape everything that will rot or corrupt me. You won't be able to stay in sin. Let me make this faith pronouncement over us. You won't be able to stay there. You might hang on to some stuff for a while. Let me say over you, you won't be able to stay there. The power, the beauty, the glory of Christ is going to lift you right out forever. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You don't have to try not to sin. All you have to do is to believe and stay close to the beautiful one, Christ Jesus. When we were worshiping there, the Lord said, Christ Jesus, full of grace and truth. So I'm now in the one who's full of grace, favor to me, and I'm in the one who is the truth. So because I'm in the center of the truth, I won't be able to stay with a lie. I won't be able to stay with a double standard because I'm in the truth, and the power of the truth is far greater than anything that's in the world. Don't be in a panic about yourself, and don't be in fear about yourself. You're in Christ, and he's going to see to it all. The question is will we hold the relationship? You see, the rot, the corruption, the problems, the hassles, the everything else all comes when we've moved away. We don't have to stay away. You're in him, and nothing is going to take you out of him. You're held fast in his hand forever. So start enjoying the relationship that's been freely given you by the Father. It's wonderful. So just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. What does holy mean? Holy means to be cut out and separated. It means separated. He has placed me, God the Father has placed me, he's chosen me in him before the foundation of the world to be holy. In other words, to be cut out, totally free, separated. In Christ, we're living in the Holy One. Christ is totally separated to the Father's will, is that right? He was totally separated to the Father's will. We have been cut out into Christ, and we now in Christ are totally separated to the Father's will. Hallelujah. It becomes easy to follow his will as you stay close to Christ because you're in the divine nature who always obeys the Father. Can you see it? I mean, some of the prophetic word was today, you see, this is not by your effort. You couldn't put yourself into Christ. You couldn't put yourself into the divine nature. It's all miracle. I mean, it's not surprising we're shouting occasionally, is it? Jumping up and down occasionally. We were helpless. And Father said, they'll never make it. They'll never do anything. They'll never come to anything. So into my son with the lot of them. His power will do it. We share his very divine nature. Living in Christ, we're living in the Holy One, and his power takes me to holiness. His power takes me to separation from everything that would rot and decay and mess up my life. His power takes me from all that and into Christ. Let's look at the next little phrase. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him. You are without blame before the Father. You're blameless before the Father. I mean, look at the phrase. Am I making this up? Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. You and I, born-again believers, are without blame before God, the Father. How am I without blame? Because I'm in the one who is blameless. No, I'm in the one who's blameless. I'm in the one who took all the blame for my sin on the cross. Praise God. So I stand... God chose me in Christ so I could be without blame before him. It's called being justified by faith. Wonderful. Without blame. See, I'm not standing before God in and of myself. Thanks be to God for that. Because I'd just be there in filthy rags and, you know, in a totally depraved state if it weren't for the fact that he put me into the beautiful, perfect one, and now I stand in Christ before the Father. This is the freedom This is the freedom. So are you going to now go on a guilt trip? Oh, many Christians go on a guilt trip. He'll never forgive me now, not after this, for your sin. Are you going to live a life of blaming yourself? That's easy to do. Blaming yourself. Are you going to spend your time blaming others? When he has said, you're without blame before me in love. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, we can come blameless before the Father. Because everything is reckoned in Christ. It's not reckoned by us. What we've done, it's all reckoned in Christ and what he's done. And because we're in this beautiful relationship with him, we start to become like him. That's how it works. It's wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. I'm chosen. Look at the rest of the scripture. Just as he, verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. I'm before the Father in love. What does that mean? It's in Christ. He's the Father's love. Do you remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, behold, what's the phrase? This is my beloved Son. So you're in love. You're in Christ Jesus. So you're in love. He is love. And you're before the Father in love. Praise God. All the love that's been poured onto the beloved one, Christ Jesus, is now all poured onto you and me as well, because we're in him. We're being bathed, soaked, and flooded with that love daily, if we will but receive it, if we will but believe it. Praise God. Praise God. This is all way above this earth. Is that right? This is all way above what you and I could do for ourselves. This is way, way above. Verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus to, it's all by Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. We're pre-planned and we're chosen for adoption because Father God wanted us before him as his family. If you're born again, you're in the family. You're before God. He wanted you as his son. Adopt you as his son, his plan. He could only do it through Christ. He puts every born again person into the perfect son, Christ Jesus, before him. You're in the perfect son. In Christ means you're in the perfect son. And you start picking up of his perfection. Starts to be seen in your life as you stay close to the truth and close to him. God the Father has taken me out of all loneliness, all separation, into his family forever. He said, stuff will come and go in the world that will be of great harassment to them. And so, safe in my family, safe and adopted. In my beloved son, where I can keep them safe, where I can keep them filled with my love and satisfied eternally. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. There's only one way to be accepted. In the beloved. Oh, no, it's only in Christ will anyone be accepted before the Father. Praise God. He made us accepted. Bible reading does not make you accepted. Praying does not make you accepted. Fasting does not make you accepted. Any other works that you do will not make you accepted because he's already done it. You can't add to your acceptance. The acceptance is perfect and permanent for the one who will receive it. Glory to God. I mean, see, the Bible reading, the prayer, and the other works, they're all coming out of the fact that I am accepted. They're all coming out of the beautiful relationship that's established, not to try and get me into it or to get myself a few brownie points that I'll be a bit ahead. He's done it. I mean, will you accept yourself? He has made you accepted before God the Father, creator of the whole universe. Will you accept yourself? Well, I would if I was a bit taller, and I would accept myself if I, you know, my nose wasn't quite so fully accepted. Fully accepted. You know, no matter, I mean, this is the answer to all rejection. Full acceptance by the Father is the answer to all rejection. You don't need to go to any counselor. Well, you do. You need to go to the counselor who has fully accepted you forever in his Son Jesus. It's wonderful. Verse 7, in him we have redemption. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In him, we have redemption. In him, it's all paid for. In him, we're bought, redeemed, fully rescued, fully redeemed. You notice it's all in him. We have redemption through his blood. That is why I stand before God without blame, before him in love, and fully accepted forever. If you never read beyond these verses, no, if you never read beyond 1 to 7, if you said, I'll give 1 to 7 for the rest of my life, boy, you're into. Permanent, glorious life in Christ. If you never read another scripture, you've got it all there. Praise God. Praise God. There is no sin in Christ. Not only is there no sin, in him there's redemption. The price paid. You bought. In him I'm redeemed, paid for, and rescued out of all sin forever. I mean, the power of that redemption is going to keep you free. It's going to keep you free. The more you look to Christ, the more you look to the truth, you'll find sin falls away from you and you've no taste for it anymore. It's not a trying. It's not a works. It's a mighty, powerful work of God. Thank you, Jesus. He so fills your vision. He so fills your heart that there isn't any room in there for something that's not right. It's wonderful. We can have total confidence. Praise God. Total confidence. In Christ Jesus means we've been put into everything that Christ is and taken out of everything that he is not. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, if anyone be in Christ, this is what we're looking at, they are a new creation. It doesn't say they're becoming one, bit by bit, struggle by struggle, step by step, I'll become a new creation. No, he says, if anyone be in Christ, they are a new creation. It's a complete, finished work that you and I may stand in by faith and total confidence. Is it wonderful? Old things are slowly passing away. Have passed away. If you find yourself tempted by something, you say, well, that old thing has passed away. That's passed away. Behold, a few things here and there have become new. All things. Don't be taken in by this partial salvation teaching that's going around. that it's only your spirit that gets saved and your soul and your body's not saved. All things have become new. God the Father does not save a bit of you. He saves you all of you. God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved Son, that whosoever believed on him should not perish but have eternal life. He didn't say their spirit shall have eternal life. They shall have eternal life, whoever believes on him. It's whole person salvation. Whole person salvation. He doesn't do it in bits. Thank you, Jesus. That teaching is part of a heresy, an early heresy that was in the church that said it was all about your spirit and your body and your mind and all that was not to do with it. And so it ended up you could do anything with your body and your mind because it was your spirit that was saved. It's a heresy from the first century, but it's back in the church. And we've heard it preached recently and some people have been telling us about it. So you're totally saved. It says that our mortal bodies are quickened by his spirit who lives in us. That's our mortal bodies. Our mortal bodies are quickened by his spirit who's in us. You have the mind of Christ. It's total salvation. But it's believing it and it's living in it. Amen. Glory to God. You see, we don't live by what we feel. And we do not live by what we see in ourselves or others. We believe in what God says in his word, and we receive that and that alone. And that's our salvation. Is it wonderful? So I'm not becoming a new person. Old things are not becoming new. All things have been made new in Christ. So the question is, we're just finishing up shortly, will I believe what God says and make my choice to live in what he says? Will I make my choice not to live in what I feel, not to live in what I see, but rather in what he says and what he sees? Praise God. What does he say and what does he see? God the Father sees you in everything that Christ is and out of everything that Christ is not. You, believer in Christ, you believer are in Christ, are chosen by the Father to be in Christ. You, believer, are holy and without blame before the Father. You, believer, are in love. This is what God says. He says you're in love. God the Father says you're adopted as my child and in my family forever. God the Father says you're fully accepted in my beloved Son. God the Father says you're redeemed, rescued, and paid for. God the Father says you have the forgiveness of your sins. God the Father says you're a new creation out of everything old and into everything new. The Holy Spirit's prayer for you and me is this, and you'll see this further down in Ephesians, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. You see, I made a little note. This is what the preaching is for. This is what the preaching of the word is for. That the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. I can see now I'm accepted. I can see now I'm beloved. Can you see that? Make that prayer for your own self. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open the eyes of my understanding that I may see. You see, if you see some believers around you and you think, well, you know, how is it they're so constant in joy and love and peace? What is it? Their eyes have been opened. Their eyes have been opened. Your eyes will be enlightened and opened too. Everything is laid there for you to see. Jesus said, if anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone's got an eye, let him see. You see, the miracles that Jesus did of healing the blind was a picture of what he's done in you and me. Opened our eyes to see what we could never see before. The healing of leprosy was to show the instant restoration of a person through the forgiveness of sin. All wonderful pictures there through his miracles. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. It's all for you. It's all in Christ. It's whosoever would believe. It's any Tom, Dick, or Harry who would believe. Anyone who'll come and believe this is all there for them. Praise God. We were encouraged in the early part of the meeting here to go through this word and to get it so fixed into our hearts. I mean, just get these CDs and play them over and play them over and play them over and play them over. You think you've heard them until you really start to hear. Really start to hear. Then you'll be shouting. You'll be shouting. Praise God. Well, John's going to lead us in breaking of bread, and that'd be truly wonderful for us.